Oh dear. Pita basha beis rei. As reckon there was split. Is what you do there? Is oirilei Rabbi taught him to do? V'yamrulin, some say, Rabbi Asi taught us. What's the remedy in such case? What's the refuah for this? Leisi shev bine hola. Let him take seven tulna. Rashi says, Lashin shev agarinim, seven pits. Are the red pits. Kitterlasen in soim b'yom. Take seven pits that's found in oil that you use for soap. Yeah. V'tzayilah b'chalolei d'vei tzavra. And put it into a white bag. Rashi says, Chtichas begit. Shenoiflim d'vei tzavra from your neck. From what you call your, the collar, right. From a white collar of your shirt. Yeah. Tzayilah, they wrap up these seven seeds in the white collar of your shirt, the Beit Tzavra. V'lichur choloi, wrap it around Nira Barka. Rashi, shall say Yebhema, take what the hair of an animal. V'tomish lei benafta, and dip it into neft, into or kerosene. No, what's oil? The nitfa? Nitfa is kerosene.
Another petroleum.
Yeah, right, yeah. Chiyura, a white one, white petroleum. V'lichlei, and burn up all this together. Or bodily, then the ashes you have from all this, or bodily or by you, put that by your rectum, that would cure you. That's what you do. Now, again, exactly what the Gemara means, I don't know. Usually they say it doesn't apply today. They say that these refuahs not apply today. That the bodies change, but the Gemara says here is loved after it applies. It would not be a remedy today.
How do we know?
Nobody should go away and say, this is the refuah. That's what they say.
Maybe
it changed. Okay, try it. Adahachi, meanwhile, Rashi says, while you're trying to get this remedy, may take you 5 years. Rashi says a pit of Rashi Sopriyasne from the fruit of the bush. Yeah, like a berry, take a berry pit. Lenach, and take a pkia, it's split. Ladip kia, put its split of the berry by the split by you, your rectum. Yevhanim, you always said, pikiya loy pikiya. That's only the split on top of the split. The pikiya iloy, if the split is on top, externally. But pikiya tisoy, if the split is internally, my, what can you do then? So laisi tarba de tzapirta. Take the fat of its tzapirta. Rashi says, cholab sira of a young goat, shloyol did not give birth yet. So take the fat, laisi tarba the fat, it's a fruit of a goat, the loy eftach, she's not open, she did not give birth yet. Felisha, shmir that, velishtei day, and put it by your rectum over there. Vilo, if you can't find this type of fat, laisi tlosa tarfi, take three leaves, craw of a melon, take three melon leaves, the miyasha betula that dried out already. Rashi only diluyim. Yavsha betzel that dried out in the shade. For liklu, burn these three leaves. For libdu the lion and sprinkle it over there. Realize you can't find this. Then laisi mishkadei chalzuni. Rashi says nimen balaz min chalosin. Well, take this chalosin. That's the famous fish. Yeah.
Go find it.
Vilai v'kent ar. If you can't find that, viloi, maisi mashcha kira, rashi shemen zayis, take olive oil, vishava and wax, truf and yachad, mix together. Take olive oil and wax, viloi, maisi mashcha kira, velinkot, vishachki, the kitna. Put it into a cloth made out of kitna or flax. Put it into a flax cloth, yebakaita in the summer, odiyoma gufna and katin wool, visavasa in the winter. That's what we do with this. Yeah. Okay, these are the refuahs. Okay. Right. Rav Avuha chosh p'yudne. Rav Avuha had an earache. His ear was bothering him. So what should we do now? So Orilei, Rabbi Yechanan told him what to do. The Yarmulah, some say, Bei Midrash and the Beis Medrash, the Rabbanim there, told him a remedy. My Orilei, what did they teach him? Something like this. Kiho diyom Rabbalah Gabaya. Ormuli aim, a Kabaya famous saying always says over, my mother told me. Even though it wasn't his real mother, his mother died, he was a Yosem, but whoever, their stepmother, whoever brought him up, that his mother told him, Lo Ivra Kulaisish, no, kidneys were only created, Elo Lo Yudna, only for the sake of the ear. The kidneys is a good remedy for the ears. The Yomar Rav said, V'yomar Rovo, Omar li min yumi asya, the doctor min yumi told me, kulish kaino kosher liudni, all type of juices are bad for the ear. Don't put any ear drops. Levar mi maya de kulisa. The only type of ear drops you should take is kidney drops. Take a kidney and squeeze it out, and the juice that comes out of the kidney, that's the ear drops you should take. Levar mi maya de kulisa. Juice that comes out of the kidneys. Lysa kulisa, what? Oh, so we'll see, right? Lysi bring kulaisa the kidney to borcha korcha, a bald goat. Make sure he's bald. He shouldn't have a lot of wool around him. Take a bald goat and get his kidney. V'lekarayu shesiv erev. Make a crisscross there in the middle of his kidney. V'lenach malalo denura. And put it near, Hashem's gecholom, put it near red hot coals. The hanu ma'ayu, the napkin, now this juice has become slipping out, dripping out from this kidney, this bald goat's kidney, is the nafik minayu, lishdinu biyudnayu. Those eardrops, it's in the middle of refuah. Put those eardrops in your ears and they will heal you. But it has to be like kiriv lechemimi. The eardrops cannot be too cold and they can't be too warm either. Elipshuri, lukewarm they should be. That's the remedy. V'loy, let's say you can't, for some reason you can't find this.
So then, probably
that doesn't have this on stock. You ran out of stock. V'loy, laisi tarbo de chafeshusa. Take the fat of the chafeshusa. Now she says, What? Okay. Take the fat of that. Tarbo de chafeshusa, okay. Gam leniso. Rashi Gasa, Mishra is a big fat one. The lifshor and melt it down. For lishtave. I'm not sure. Lishtave and put this juice on it. Vila, you can't find this. Limlayim liudna. Let him rub his ear. Limlayim liudna mishcha. Let him put some oil into his ears. Velevet shev tisilta tiespasta. Make 7 threads of this aspasta, I think it's a type of wheat that grows. For laisi shufta de tuma, and take a garlic, shufta de shuma, which is base yad shel shum, take the handle of the garlic, from the stalk of the garlic. For laisi barko bechad resha, put a bark on one side of it. Rashi, sara shalitz, the hair of some type of an animal, on one side of it, bechad resha, for lisli benura, and light that side on fire. The other side is not on fire yet. The Reisha, Maisa, the Yudna. That do a fast job. Now put that before it catches on fire also. Put that end into your ear.
The smoke will go.
Okay. Valaisi Udna Lahadi Nura. And then what? Put your ears near the fire. Be is Darzo Mizika. But be careful from the smoke. It shouldn't hurt you. Be careful not to harm yourself. You're trying to heal yourself, not harm yourself.
Be careful of the fire, not the smoke. The thing was for the smoke, no?
Right. He knows all this regularly. Venishko chod venana chod, yeah. Take one and put down the other one. Lishtachun, another pshat is no. Vila, if you can't find these things, lazy chef still to take 3 strings. Bikra. 3 strings of bikra. Is that wax or no? Vishayef le mishcha and shmir.
Oil of balsam.
Vishayef le mishcha, take some oil on it. Yes, pasta, this is a pasta here. The nice thing, Chadresh, put one head of it, the Nurin fire. The Chadresh, the other head of it, put in the ear. The Nishko Chad, take one. The Nina Chad, leave over the other one. Again, the Yizdoy Mezika, be careful from the smoke, not let it hurt you. Vila, if you can't find this, then Lysi Udra Denada. Take an Udra Denada. Take some katin, you'd color it pulida. Take this type of dyed katin. Vilolaisi udro denada. It has this color denada in it. Tlay mashkif. Rashaina chobot b'shem. It shouldn't be soaked. It should not be soaked in oil. Fananach bay, and then leave it. The listlay liyud, let hang in your ear. Lahadinuru near the fire, or Mizdaru again Mizika, be careful from the smoke. Viloi, we can't find this. Laisi gufto de kanya. Let him take a piece of reed, gufto de kanya, the back of the reed. Atik, an old one. Bar meyeshon has to be 100 years old. Take 100-year-old reed. The limlechayu, and let him roll it up. Limlechayu milcha aglonisa. Vashwad melech. Let him take the salt also. Shilevin like a stone. Hadayim l'shayis. Let him take salt from hard salt. Valik, let him burn this. Validbak, and with the ashes, validak, and let him put it near his ears. Visanech, what's the simin? Retiva liaveshta, take wet for something dry. Liaveshta, something dry, and retiva, something that's wet. That's the simon over here. But his chorefuz lalu, aim shavas the chorechayli. The chorechayli oizin, el oizin of four sheshbem, dovalach. Only something that's have liquid, then you take these type of medicines. Omar Rabba Bazutra, Omar Rabba Chanina. Malin oznayim b'shabbos. Somebody ears fall out of place on Shabbos. That's considered as konos nefashos. You're allowed to fix it. You're allowed to put the ear back in place. Rashi says malin oznayim means gidim oznayim, the gidim, the veins of your ears. Pomim shiyordim falls down out of place. It comes out of the jaw, and you're allowed to put it back. So otherwise, it's a konos nefashos. Toni Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda biyad. It's only what to do with your hands. Avaloi b'sam, but you cannot use medicine. Why? Since it's possible to do it with your hands, so you do not have to use a remedy. So therefore, that will still be isra, al yisra of do not take medicine. Ikad the amasus are just the opposite. B'sam, it's mutter around to take medicine. Avaloi b'yad, do not play around with it with your hands to try and put it back in place. My time was the reason. Mizraf zorf, like you'll make it worse. You play with your hands there, you may make a chabur, a wound there. V'yesh chil l'shabas y'yaser. Then it'll be a big chil l'shan, then it'll be a nisa d'raisa. Even though it's not really a nisa d'raisa, because it's a melacha shesut l'gufa, it's a kilko, but you have to be afraid, maybe you'll make him bleed. Avokshira sam ain't shem chil d'raisa. But just taking medicine is no nisa d'raisa, it's only yosem d'rabbanim. So if you're better off taking the medicine to not play around with your hands. Omar Rav Zuhra Batubia. And that's the halacha. If you have medicine for this, take medicine better. Omer Rav Zutra Batuv Yom Rav. Ayin Shemorda. You have an eye. That's Morad means. Rashi says, right to lot says it wants to leave you. The eye wants to fall out of you. So then, in other words, if you have a sick eye, is Mutta Lekechla B'Shabbos. Allowed to put eye paint on Shabbos. That was always the refuah for eyes. This type of medicine called eye paint. You're allowed to put on Mutta Lekechla B'Shabbos. You could put paint there on Shabbos. The medicine. So when they thought the Sahani Milwam was true, Sahani Milihu, the Sachke Simonim Yesmo. Only if he ground up this medicine, this sif, before Shabbos. Not he doesn't have to be Mechal Shabbos to put this medicine. It's only the Yisad Rabbon and then it's Mutter. Ava Mesachik B'Shabbat, V'yasu Yederkosh Shrabim Lai. But if you have to grind up this medicine on Shabbos, which is the Nisa D'Raisa of Teichin, or you have to carry it through Rishus Rabin, which is Nisa D'Raisa, you thought to say then light, then it's other. But you thought to say, this is not called the Skonis of Fashas. And the Moran says, no. Oma Layhum Rabbonin, the Rabbonin answered back, Rabbi Yaakov, Shemei, his name was Rabbi Yaakov, that would be to me, Mephor Shemei Rabbi Yehuda, was explained by Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Mitzchak B'Shabbos. Even if we have to grind up this medicine on Shabbos, it's permissible. The Yasu Yoder Roshus Rabin, Mutter. Even though you have to bring it through Roshus Rabin, still it's Mutter. Because for my sir, it's a Skonis of Ashes. If you do not take care of this eye, it may kill you. So therefore, you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. Here. So Rashi thought, the house meaning was, it's not a Skonis of Ashes. It's only you lose your eyesight. So for one Ava, you have no right to be Mechal Shabbos. And the answer was, no, it could kill you. It's possible. Rabbi Yehuda Shori Lemichlein of a Shabbat. Also, he said it's permissible to cure your eye on Shabbos. Take this paint, put it on your eye. Omale Rashmo by Yehuda. Man Sayas Li Yudoi. Who's going to listen to Yehuda? Mocho Shavi. Samiz Viniz Vimichal Shabbos. Because he thought you're not allowed to. Right? Says Ashimei Devorov. Omechav Vimichal Shabbos. Like, don't listen to him. You only be Michal Shabbos. The same at the end, what happened was no. The side Chosh Bien, he himself became sick. Rashmu Bayud, his eye became sick. Sholach Lei, and they asked the question, can I heal myself or not? Sholach Lei, Shari, he said yes. Sholach Lei, Shari, Yosa, is it permissible or is it also? Sholach Lei, they answer back to him like this, listen. Kula Yalma Shari. To everybody else, he's allowed to cure himself. Because we pass, and this is a Karnas Aparshus. But the doc, you argue with us. You before said, no, it's not a Karnas. So the doc, you yourself are here. Listen, you have to stick to your guns like. You hold the Sanas Karnas Aparshus, so you're not going to cure yourself on Shabbos. So it says, the Chimidei was his own learning to Mashmul he. It was from Mashmul, Rabbi Shmuel he. So therefore, it's not so bad. Maybe then they let him cure himself. That says, me died to eat the yomas of my own thing, to have a zeh, shemoches ayodi, I didn't do a shmul, he be many kebab, the god for my Rebbe. So if you're telling me now that the loch is, it's not called, it is called a skorna sephoshes, I'm allowed to heal myself, so you're allowed to heal yourself on Shabbos?
Otherwise, what is his conviction?
Hayi yamta, there was a maid, to every bay my shmul, by my shmul's house, to kot chalei eina b'shabata, that she burnt her eye on Shabbos. She got a fever in the eye. So it's so, because she started to cry. The Velech of the Ashkenazi, nobody listened to her. Like everybody thought it's not as Karnas Aparshus. They didn't want to cure her on Shabbos. What happened was, Pokein, her eye fell out. They didn't take care of it, so it was Karnas Aparshus. Lamacha, tomorrow, the next day, Nofark Mashmo Shmo went out with her Dashan like this. Ayin Shemarda Mutalakarklam Shabbos. If you have an eye that's rebelling, meaning a sick eye, you are allowed to take care of it on Shabbos. You can put this paint, this medicine on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? To shrine of the inyo, a sickness in the eye, but you've the totally, it's totally in the heart. It means there's something wrong with your heart. So therefore, if you don't cure your eye, it gives you a heart attack. So therefore, you're allowed to take care of it on Shabbos. That's why it's called a skonsafoshes. It could affect your heart. Therefore, it's mutter to mechal Shabbos for this. All right, enough. So says you up. Yeah, my teacher is here. Leave it. So go in here. Leave it. Tell it here. Tell it. Tell it. So go in my. Who is this like? Go in my. Says a laser. Chayli ayin. Mechal. What type of a sickness in the eye could you be mechal Shabbos? So go in my. Some of you that depends. So go in riri. If the eyes is dripping a lot of this pus, ditsa. Something stuck in there.
Congestion.
Yeah. Domo. Was breathing blood.
Watering.
Dom dimosa. So you see, there's a lot of tears coming out. The kitcho, what's the hot there? It's boiling. The tichalslo, yeah, uchlo. The beginning of the sickness. Rashi, the tchilas acholi. Lafuki comes to exclude soif uchlo, the end of the sickness. By the end of the sickness, it's already healed. You know more sakana. It's the only question to make you feel better, to see better. Psuchi eino delay. At the end, it's the only question you can't see so well yet. So there the refu was only to make you see better, there it's also. If the danger went away already, you only wanted the end curing to make you see better, there it's also. Omer Rav Yehuda, Zibura Udechazoi. Zibura, that's a sting of a wasp. Or else Udechazoi, as a prick of a thorn. Or else Zilura, Vesitzmo, Udechoyev Le'ena, where your eye hurts you very much. Vyosi Lo Yishisa. You have now an inflammation in the eye. So kula b'nei sakanta. And all these things that go into a bathhouse is dangerous. Now, then I'll give three is chama l'chama. To me, something harsh, sharp, hot is good for a chayim l'chama. Rashi said tznoin, a radish is good for a sickness of heat. The sokolatina, trodden like beets, that's good for something that's cold. The chlufi, change it around, sakanta, it's no good. Chamim iliyakrova. It's good to take something hot. If you have a bite from a scorpion, liyakrova, it's good to take something hot. Or kriri, it's good to take something cold. Lizibur, if you got a bite from a wasp. The chalufi, you change it around. Sakant, it's not good, it's dangerous. Chamim ilisula, if you take something warm. Lisula means that you have a thorn, you prick from a thorn. That's good. Or kriri, take something cold. That's good.